some Eevee father talking to his son. Son, when you son to grow up, you have three stones to choose from: the fire stone, the lightning stone, and the frost stone, or the water stone. It's like, father, what about that? What about the leaf stone? No, never touch that.
Oh, I saw that. I either reblogged it from you or you did from me or something.
Vaporeon.
Yeah.
Son, I am disappointed.
Son, I am disappointed.
Yeah, I can't find it on my blog. I might have queued it and it didn't come back, so I probably just saw it from somebody else.
I'll check mine, see if it's on there. Spicy mouth. So spicy.
Max, what's wrong with my Enduring Ideal deck?
What deck? Doesn't look like I reblogged it, so I probably just saw it.
I'm saying it's the, it seems to run counter to your entire philosophy about the game, I suppose?
Yeah.
What deck is this, James? It doesn't ring a bell.
It's the one that tries to make it to 7 mana, and then it casts Enduring Ideal, which is the epic spell.
The one where you never take a turn again?
The one where I never cast spells again?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it runs counter to my philosophy, half to prove a point, and half because it's a funny concept to me. Because I'm fine with control decks that are entertaining. Like getting to watch a show while you die. Although I could always make an Endless Swarm one. That's the other. That's basically. Ooh, or Eternal Dominion. That one's fun.
Trying to get all of my stuff onto my new computer. Like, I know this laptop was a far better deal, but I don't know how to use an i7 core or 4K Ultra HD screen. I don't have enough shit for a terabyte of storage.
Start video editing and all those will quickly be,
valid.
Yeah, no, there's a reason I have 12 terabytes of storage on my desktop.
12 terabytes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I've got, it might actually be 14 now.
How much did that cost you?
Not much, because plate storage is pretty cheap.
Yeah, storage used to be expensive, but it's not now.
Yeah, like this, I have a 6 terabyte drive as my, and that holds my Steam stuff. Let me see. So I have a 0.5 gig for C, I have 4 gigs for F, 6 gigs, then 2 gigs, by 2 gigs, I mean teras, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's see, 4, 6, 8, 14, 18. I always forget about this other 4 terabyte one because it holds, because it's my Carbonite drive.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's just for backups. So, although it doesn't use that much space because it's only taking like frequent backups of C. So if I have other stuff that isn't necessary to get on there, but that I want archived, I'll dump it there.
Mm.
So I guess I actually have 18 terabytes, 18 and a half.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I'm like, how much was that? But I remember 10 years ago, an 8 gig flash drive was like $40. And now I can buy 16 for 10. I'm realizing just how much bullshit came over from my first laptop to my current one that I don't use, that I'm like, I really don't have nearly as much shit as I thought I did. Because a bunch of it's just old ebook downloads that I've restricted into one flash drive that I don't need on a computer anymore. Let's set you up, new total recorder.
Ugh.
What?
Just looking at worst things for sale, they've got a Bluetooth padlock.
Okay.
$70 for this padlock. To save you the hassle of using keys to unlock a padlock, because you can use your phone app instead. But they also sell a $25 remote, which you can attach to your keychain, which will let you unlock it without your phone.
Well, I mean, that's better than a key. You don't have to turn it.
Also, the padlock has a year-long battery inside it.
So also, does it unlock when the battery dies, or does it lock when the battery dies?
It stops receiving input when the battery dies.
Oh, good.
And the app can fail due to an OS update and lock you out.
I just wanted to think that it also, because it has this 1 year battery that will stop receiving inputs after it gets it. It also comes with a key.
Yeah. Also, according to the reviews, sometimes it just stops working forever.
Oh my god!
Good. My microphone thing.
Ooh, a $10 plastic plate you can put on the back of your head so you can cut your neck hair in a straight line.
Okay, I have to go. Oh yeah, there's the Bluetooth thing. Old barrel as a sink. Oh, yep, there. Wow, okay.
Make sure they're the same.
Okay.
The makers of Towel Hub also made Towel Tunes, which is, god damn it, it's a USB hub with a USB speaker in it that is also a paper towel holder.
Honestly, without the paper towel part, that's not all that stupid.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to stick on there. Also, I like they brought back the horn mug. The mug that you can't set down because it's conical.
Maybe you want to feel like a Viking. That's what they did, right?
Yar.
I love the simplicity of this review.
Theoretically, the shark bands, a wristband containing a magnet, will keep a shark from attacking you if you wear it while you're in the ocean. Here's a video of a shark eating a shark bands. Is everyone here?
Yeah, I'm already recording.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that God, that Donald Trump forever vain.
You here, Kevin?
Why does Donald Trump look like a fish?
All right, we can actually start then.
You look like a hump-headed rasp.
Okay, we're recording then.
Yes.
Yep. You're kind of like fading in and out.
Only coming through in waves.
Waves.
Lips move, but I don't hear what you say.
I'm not sure how to fix it.
Do you have auto adjust off? And
yeah.
If so, okay, well, it's just Skype's problem then. We might ask you to repeat stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
Another child like had a fleeting glimpse.
All right, we're done.
Yeah, it's okay. Pink Floyd, we got it.